Before we begin today's devotional, I want to tell you about Words of Hope's Instagram page and why you should follow it. If you're on Instagram, then you know there's a lot of funny things and worthless things and advertisements and things people put there that you may not understand. But if you follow Words of Hope on Instagram, as you're scrolling along, you'll get a hit of inspiration and scripture and encouragement. Check it out today at instagram.com/goodnewsalways. That's instagram.com/GOODNEWSALLWAYS. This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Who We Are. It was written and read by John Opkenorth. The scripture for today is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling with His blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you.
Writing in Rome three decades after Jesus rose, Peter told us who we are, how we got here, and where we are going. The first recipients of his letter were spread throughout modern-day Turkey. The times pulsated with anxious uncertainty as Nero's reign of terror was about to be unleashed. In our own unprecedented times of pandemic and unrest, I pray this letter finds us eager to hear Peter's words. Everyone who believes is chosen, according to verse 1. This echoed Jesus in John 15:16 when he says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." And Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, "In love he predestined us for adoption." God the Father chooses us for himself and for the times in which we live. As exiles, we are not geographically banished, but our citizenship as believers is not of this world. So morally or spiritually, we ought always to feel a little or even a lot like we do not quite fit. And we are dispersed. We are in cities, on farms, in prisons, working all varieties of jobs and living among every conceivable ethnicity. In these places, we are the light of the world in dark places. We may never be welcomed and may endure hardships we cannot imagine, but we do not go out alone. The Spirit sanctifies us for this mission of obedience, and God still answers Peter's prayer to multiply grace and peace to us. Wherever this day finds you, you are just where you are supposed to be.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including subscribing to a print copy of this devotional, just visit wooh.org. That's wooh.org. And please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.